Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We're here, Carl. Slowing the train now.
Thank you, Ruby. Look at it, old friend. Look upon their facility. Your memory's stirring now.
Are you saying we've been here before?
When we were children, as part of Project Indigo.
Why don't I remember?
You will, in time.
That's not what I asked.
I see they've managed to put out the fire, Ruby. Impressive in just a few short hours.
Clearly, we should have made it bigger.
You didn't answer me, Carl. Why can't I remember? Why can you remember and I can't?
I'm not going to answer that now, James.
Why not?
Because you wouldn't understand. Not yet. Not until you see what Project Indigo really is. Come on, Hornchurch, you fat lump. We've arrived.
The train line had taken us away from Forsham and out into the countryside. We had travelled a good portion of the journey in the smothering blackness of a large tunnel. As we emerged out under the velveteen blue of the night sky, the dominating feature of the landscape was a large Gothic building standing sentinel atop a hill. The eastern wing of the building had been badly damaged, a large portion of wall having crumbled away. The brickwork here was stained with soot, and there was an acrid smell in the air that reached us as we approached. The rest of the building remained largely intact, the odd architecture looking somewhere between a luxurious aristocratic estate and a medieval castle. For a moment, I glimpsed someone standing on the low roof above the porch, watching the train approach, a figure that seemed somehow familiar, watched as our carriage slowed, before raising a hand and pointing directly at me. It couldn't be. The burned man we had each seen in our dreams. How could he be here now when I was awake?
You can see where Ruby and I escaped earlier.
Oh, of course. How could I miss it? Your typical explosive exit?
Not explosive enough. I wish I'd leveled the entire building.
Whatever's in there, how bad can it be if even you are shaken like this?
You'll see. Unless Marwood has called for reinforcements. There shouldn't be too many of them in there now. Ruby and I dealt with a good few of them earlier.
You mean killed?
Yes.
Carl!
Don't you dare preach mercy or forgiveness to me at a time like this. Not on behalf of these monsters.
What about the townspeople of Forsham?
What do you mean?
The black-eyed children. They came from this facility, yes?
Yes.
So when you blew down half the building, you let who knows how many of them escape. They followed the train line and ended up in Forsham. Maybe they could sense the two that Gerald had tried to rescue.
Collateral damage.
Collateral damn it!
Mother Marwood will be expecting us to return. She won't have wasted these last few hours.
No, I expect the building will be defended.
Just so you know, when we find that bitch, I'm going to break every bone in her body.
Not if I beat you to it.
Listen. The night is so quiet. No birds or anything.
Of course not. This place is poison. Come on, Hornchurch.
How do you even know Marwood will still be here? She may have fled after your first visit.
Perhaps, but I doubt it. Tonight is an important night for her. She was preparing for a ritual. The next test in Project Indigo. She won't want to delay. Now, do you want your answers or not? Let's go.
As we approached the darkened building, moving through the impossibly still night, I tried to spot the figure I'd glimpsed before, but he was nowhere to be seen.